Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Del Fall, you've got
This includes the following. Friday night, there's a lecture with Keith and Carl Johnson, the twin demonologists and paranormal investigators on ghost hunters. It's a two-hour lecture starting at 8:30 p.m. They'll discuss Rhode Island vampire lore, demonology cases that they've worked on, and paranormal investigating. They also have a great collection of amazing evidence that'll blow you away. If you got to hear Keith on the show a couple weeks ago, he has some really creepy audio. We've also got video and pictures to share with you as well. Afterwards, there's going to be a question and answer with Keith and Carl. We're also going to be joined by Steve and Paula from the TV show Ghost Hunters. Then on Saturday, the 3rd of June, we get to enjoy a free breakfast at the hotel that'll consist of a great plethora of food for you there as well. And a lot of neat places to check out there. It's a very historic area in Warwick. There's a couple of ghost tours people can check out on the day during Saturday. After we get together after lunch, we're going to go with Steve and Paula over to the TAPS headquarters, the one that's seen on the TV show Ghost Hunters. We'll get a tour, a chance to take pictures, etc. There may even be a few surprise guests hanging around the office. Then you're invited to attend dinner with the Ghost Hunters at a local dining establishment where we'll be joined by Steve, Paula, most likely Keith and Carl, and perhaps even a few more members of TAPS if they're in town. Then for the fun stuff, we're going to go back to our haunted hotel. And that's right, we have a haunted hotel lined up. There are at least two spirits that haunt the hotel that we're going to be staying at. One is a grizzled old man that has been known to approach people and get right up in their face yelling at them. His mouth will move, but without making a sound. He resides in the basement.
He also gives out candy.
Yeah, don't take candy from strangers, Tim.
Oh, sorry.
His female counterpart is on the third floor, and she's a suicide victim. People that stay there in that room have taken many pictures where mist-like substance kind of hangs in the air, or they're awakened by the gentle sounds of weeping. Now, Steve and Paula will show us proper use of equipment and methods of ghost hunting. We'll also split up into a few groups to investigate the hotel, some with Paula on the third floor, some with Steve in the basement, and then the rest will get to hang out with Tim and I and Keith and Carl in the lobby and discuss the paranormal, do questions and answers. Then we'll rotate so everyone has a chance to investigate the hot spots. On hand that night as well will be the staff from the hotel that actually know the ghost stories. One of the gentlemen, from what I was told, is actually the person that found the suicide victim in the third floor room, so that should be interesting. There'll also be drawings throughout the weekend, so you can win awesome prizes like a Season 1 DVD set, a subscription to TAPS Paramag, TAPS Paramag t-shirts, TAPS t-shirts, and other autographed TAPS merchandise. And then once all the slots have filled, we will draw two names out of the paid listeners, and we'll do that on a live upcoming show. They will get their money refunded and get to attend at no admission charge. That's once we filled up the slots. We're opening up officially 60 slots. It's a first-come, first-serve basis. Once you've paid, you'll receive a confirmation email from Tim or I telling you what hotel we're staying at and give you the special code you need to book the room. We've gotten great low rates of just $99 a night at the hotel. That includes the free breakfast each morning and the use of the hotel and all its amenities. The $120 is non-refundable, as it will be sold out on a first-come, first-serve basis. We got to make sure that we are accounting for every slot, and we have to pay for a lot of the arrangements to accommodate us for the weekend in advance. The $120 covers your admission to all the events that were mentioned. It does not cover hotel, travel, or meals. This is an exclusive package that's only offered through this radio show, Darkness on the Edge of Town. You can check it out at our website by going to www.darknessradio.com. Right on our front homepage, there's a big link there to click. Or if you're on the show or on the site listening to the show, if you click on the Listen tab when it opens up, there's another link in there for you to click that'll take you to read all the information I just mentioned to you. It'll also show you how you can pay. We're going to be putting up a link a little bit later on this evening, maybe by noon tomorrow at the latest, for you to make PayPal payments to us. Or you can send in, there's an address on there for you to send in a payment to be a part of the deal. This is going to be an exciting weekend and one you're going to remember. Go sign up now. Review our site and the information about the trip there before emailing me any questions. And please do not email Paula, Steve, Keith, or Carl. They are guests and they're not responsible for any of the arrangements. I will make sure that they each post on their MySpace so that you are aware that they do know about this trip, that they are going to be a part of it. And we'll probably have them on in a week or two, Steve and Paula, to talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing so that you know everything's on the up and up and good to go for you. This evening, though, we've got a fantastic show lined up for you. Our first guest, who we're going to try to work out an arrangement with here a little bit later on this season to go out and do a ghost hunt at her location. Her name is Sharon Gamel, and she's the owner of Historic Thayer's, which is a bed and breakfast here in Annandale, Minnesota. She considers herself very lucky and fortunate because it's a haunted bed and breakfast, and if you stay the night, you're most likely to be visited by the spirits of either Gus and Caroline Thayer or a number of their friends that seem to stop by frequently. Sharon will be there, to talk to you, answer your questions. She also does readings there as well, and the food is fantastic. So make sure you get a chance to come on out, check it out. Sharon, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I appreciate having you with us. Now, for people that are interested in checking out your website, what is the website address so we can have them look at it during the show here?
www.thayers, T-H-A-Y-E-R-S as in Sam, .net.
Okay, and on there, it will actually send you, and if you go to our website and click, I believe, the link there, it'll take you in there. You actually offer ghost hunting courses as well for people that come stay there, and you can show them how to do the ghost hunting and what all occurs there. You give the history of the building, the history of the rooms, and everything, correct?
Yes.
Great.
Those are on scheduled weekends.
Okay, fantastic. Can you give us a little bit of information now, Sharon? You've owned this establishment for how many years now?
I bought it in 1993.
Okay, and when you bought it, were you aware that it was haunted?
Yes.
Were the previous owners aware that it was haunted?
Yes.
Had they ever used it in a similar way that you had?
No.
Okay. Is that why it was for sale, Sharon? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, that wasn't why it was for sale.
Okay.
The previous owners were well aware, as were some of the employees, but that isn't how we came to find it.
Okay.
We were actually, I had owned four restaurants in the Twin Cities, and my husband had said, please, no more restaurants. So I said, how about a bed and breakfast? So we took a long time finding the right one, and this was it. And when we came up, it was clear to me that it was haunted. And my husband, Warren, was talking to the owner, and I excused myself, and I just said, can I go upstairs and kind of check things out? And so I came up to the third floor, which is the busiest floor in the building, and just talked to the ghosts that were here, and I just said, look, if we take care of this, I don't want you scaring my guests, and I don't want you doing things like pranks. But if we can work this deal, I'll promise that I'll respect you, I'll respect the building, and I expect that in return. And so we have a working relationship that's great.
Were they pulling tricks and little jokes on the previous owners?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What type of things were they doing to them?
They'd lock people in the walk-in cooler, and they'd close doors, and they'd actually leave like the top quilt dry, but then a guest would open up the bed and the bed could be wet, and it was just all kinds of stories.
Wow.
So, but I don't like that, so I just said, that kind of stuff is off limits.
So once you've made this deal, now how many spirits were you aware of in the house when you first went in to buy it?
At that point, there were probably six that I had talked to, and they seemed to be in charge.
Okay.
And Gus was one of them.
Well, let's go back a little bit here, and let's find out a little bit about Sharon. How did you discover that you had the abilities to speak and communicate with spirits?
It was more like I discovered other people don't do it. It wasn't this epiphany that came about. It was just something I've always done. And looking at my growing up years and the craziness that my house was, my mom was terminally ill, my dad was an alcoholic, our family was crazy. And so to know when to get out of the way was really a good idea. And so I just developed it while I was growing up, and as I was getting older, and I'd be like, well, don't you see those colors around those people? And people would be looking at me like, no.
So you can also see people's auras?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I teach classes in that.
So you can actually teach people how to see the auras?
Absolutely.
Now, what about, you know, and I'll have to rebuke my own statement here in a few minutes. How about people like myself who don't believe that they have any psychic ability or...
Come to a class.
Okay. But, you know, like in sales, people say you're either born with it or you're not. I've always kind of assumed that with the psychic ability, you either have it or not, or you need some kind of, I don't know, Gilligan to get hit on the head with a coconut to set it free.
Dave, everybody has it.
Really?
It's no magical anything. I mean, it's just something we all have. It's kind of like... Okay, I use this a lot with my clients, and it's like everybody can play the piano. Some can certainly play it a lot better and a lot easier than others.
Right.
But everybody can do it. And some people can make music, some people can make noise. And it's like, okay, you can do that with your psychic abilities too. You have the ability. It's some people have to practice more, and some people just have a natural gift. I happen to be one of the people that seems to have a natural gift.
Okay, so now you were able to realize that you could speak. Now, you could speak to spirits that were earthbound and spirits that have crossed over.
Yes.
Now, what's the term for that? Is that clairvoyant? Is that psychic medium? Psychic medium?
Medium.
Sensitive?
Medium. Clairvoyant means that you can see things.
Okay.
Clairaudient means that you can hear things.
Mm-hmm.
If you take all of our regular senses and then look at that in a big deeper depth, that's what I can do. I can do it all.
Okay. Now you can see the spirits around people while you're talking to them.
Yes.
Okay.
I sense them, or I hear them, or I know they're there.
All right. Now, do they appear, or the spirits that you deal with when you're doing readings, you're getting a message from my grandfather. Is my grandfather coming to you via your spirit guide, or is it my grandfather standing there basically having a one-on-one with you?
Depends on what day it is.
Okay.
it's like there are times when spirits, you need to understand something. Earthbound spirits... they're not really earthbound spirits. The ones that I deal with aren't stuck.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people think that earthbound spirits have to be stuck, and they don't. They also think that earthbound spirits have to have had a tragedy. They don't. And spirits can move, and they're not stuck here, and they're not stuck in heaven, and they're not stuck in hell. They're not stuck.
So they can come back and forth?
Yes.
Between... wherever they go and Earth.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And it's more like if they're busy doing something, I might be able to connect them. I might be able to connect to them through your guides or my angels. Your angels can be a lot of stuff. Maybe we won't be able to connect with them. Maybe when you come for a reading, because you've written down questions that you want to know about, maybe it has nothing to do with somebody who's passed over.
All right. It could have to do with people that are still here with us.
Sure. Okay. It could have, what can I do in my life to make it better?
All right.
You know.
You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our guest this evening is Sharon Gamelin. She's the owner of the historic Thayer's Bed and Breakfast in Annandale, Minnesota. She's on hand to talk to us about her own psychic experiences. And when we come back, we're going to hear about the home that she owns, the Bed and Breakfast, and the different spirits that are there. I'm also going to share with you the story about my experience at historic Thayer's. right after this.
Don't you dare move. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turn to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com, serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
If you read Tapster Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
I could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Tapster Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the seven bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town. Our guest this evening is Sharon Gammel. She's a psychic medium who is also the owner of historic Thayer's Bed and Breakfast. First of all, besides it being a haunted spot, it is absolutely beautiful. I had the opportunity to go there a few months ago and be involved in one of the ghost investigations that took place there. And Sharon, I got to tell you, you did a fantastic job getting that place back in shape. It is gorgeous.
Thank you.
No problem. Now, let's go back. You realize you got these abilities. You're able to come in here. You come in the house. You meet up with six of the spirits. Now, you mentioned at the beginning that those were the six spirits that were in charge.
Well, that's what it appeared to be. I mean, okay. There were a few working girls, and there was Gus and his wife and two of the people that helped him put the thing together. So they were, I think that they were there to talk to me as much as I was there to talk to them.
Now, you said working girls, so there were, that used to be a brothel at some point?
I think so.
Was it when Gus owned it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gus, you sly dog.
He's naughty boy.
He's still running a whorehouse in the afterlife. Well, I guess why not, you know?
Well,
how could Gus be grumpy running a brothel?
Yeah, right. Well, I think it was his wife, actually.
Now, you've got, so now, how many, give us a tally about how many regular spirits do you have that hang out at the house?
It's all depending upon, if we're having a ghost hunting weekend,
right.
Then they're like, geared, and so they'll bring in a bunch of people.
Okay.
And we've got ghost kitties here, and I got a ghost mouse, and drives my cats crazy. And we've got a lot of activity, and they seem to be really excited about our doing this. In fact, they're the ones that brought it up to me.
Okay.
To do the ghost hunting. So there may be 5, there may be 20. I mean, it's a hard thing to just go, oh well, today we're going to have 2. I don't know.
You don't have a spirit operator that's making reservations for those people too?
No, actually not.
And again, people can check out your website by going to
Thayers.net.
Thayers.net. And that's Thayers.net.
Correct.
You can check out all the information there, see how gorgeous the house is. You can learn about her beautiful cats that are still alive and living there with her. And get to see some pictures of the house, see the way it looks. It's a beautiful place to stay. I would highly recommend going out there, even if it weren't haunted. It's just an absolutely gorgeous stay. And the rooms are unbelievable. Now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we did an investigation. I went out there with Hanakia and Neva, and that was about 2 months ago.
About, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I was invited last minute to kind of come check it out. Now, I'm still on the skeptical side of a lot of the hauntings, even though I've had experiences in my own life. And I went along, and there was just kind of an eclectic group of people that were there. We got to, you know, hear about paranormal investigating from Hanakia and Neva, and they were really great to listen to. Sharon came in. The meal was fantastic. She talked to us about the different spirits in the house only after we did a walk through the house. People were taking copious notes in each room, and I thought it was kind of strange because I want to be open and I want to experience and see these spirits. However, I'm not noticing them yet. So we went through this house. People were jotting down notes. We all got together, and they started comparing notes of what they were seeing or sensing. And it's amazing how many people had written the exact same thing.
For the exact same room.
Right, and you were able to explain who these people were, why they were there, and what was going on. Now, I got to tell you, I was disappointed because there were so many people that were picking up on stuff, and I just felt like, gosh, I wanted to do it. And then later on that night, we had that little shaman moment when mm-hmm. They turned on the lights, played the music, and mm-hmm. they're helping us get in touch with our spirit guides. And you've got that beautiful, and I can't remember his name, the beautiful big black and white cat.
That's Tennessee.
Tennessee. Gorgeous cat, and he loved me. He was hanging around me all night. We had to keep shooing him out of the room. So as we're laying there, and we're all, you know, it's like in this astral projection form where you're laying on the floor, not touching your arms or legs to anything, and you're just kind of laying there and letting yourself be enveloped. Tennessee kept nuzzling my hand during this event. And at first I kept brushing them off so that I could try to focus on my spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 15, 20 minutes, I figured, I just don't know what I'm doing here. I feel like a fool. I'll just pet the cat. So I kept petting the cat, and I finally looked up, and there was no cat. I was petting the air.
You were petting the cat.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing I honestly can say I've ever experienced. I was petting a ghost cat, and when I looked up at it, it nuzzled up against my leg. There was nothing. I could see nothing, but I could feel the fur.
Yep.
I could feel it nuzzle against my leg, and it had been doing it for, you know, 20 minutes already.
And are you sure it was Tennessee or one of my other kitties?
Well, that's why I said Tennessee was who I assumed it was, because he was in the, you know, he was one that had been hanging around with me all night.
Mm-hmm.
But laying there, I'm saying that when I looked up, it wasn't Tennessee. It was the spirit of one of your other cats that was playing with my hand. So that really kind of set me back. I walked out of there really impressed because, again, you know, until you can experience it for yourself, it's kind of a bummer. Now, you were telling some great stories, though, about people like myself who are kind of skeptical. I was wondering if you could share that story about the couple that comes here all the time and thought you were nuts about the saying that you had a haunted bed and breakfast.
Well, we had a couple that came up often, and still do come up often, and they were making fun of the fact that, you know, Sharon's talking about these ghosts, and there had been a smell on the second floor, and they came down and talked to me before a murder mystery and wanted me to go up and check, and because they thought Sadie, one of my other kitties, had an accident. And so I went upstairs thinking, oh my gosh, get upstairs, there's a new ghost, I don't have time to talk to him. I just said, quit doing that, you know, make it smell something else, this is not working. So I went downstairs, we did the murder mystery, I'm in the kitchen, I got a chance to tell our guests that everything's okay, got it taken care of, it's a new ghost, don't worry about it, you know, the smell's gone, blah. Well, they thought that I was being silly, and they thought that if I had cleaned up the thing, that, you know, it was fine, I didn't have to lie to them and tell them there was a ghost. And so they're just being like, oh, Sharon doesn't need to do that, it was Sadie. that's silly, not doing anything else.
Right.
They go out, have a good time, come back home, and go to bed.
Now, can you tell us real quick, before you give away the punchline on this deal, who was this new spirit, and how did it come to your house?
The new spirit was my personal assistant's great-grandfather.
Okay.
And he came to the house with a photograph that had been brought to the house, and we hung it here. I did not know that's who it was at the time that I was talking to him.
Now, I will tell you, the other weird experience I had was I was sitting at the table that was facing that picture the whole night.
You were.
And I was sitting by myself, and I kept looking at that picture, and I kept thinking, boy, that looks really familiar. And I could swear to God that picture kept staring at me.
He does.
And then you told the story about this guy. So go ahead now with your story. So
okay,
this is your assistant's great-grandfather.
Yes.
Okay.
And so this young couple is saying, you know, that's silly. They get back. They're still laughing about it. They're still saying this building isn't haunted. They've come up here for 5 years. This is just goofy. And they come up at least 3 times a year and stay 2 or 3 nights. So they know the building. They know me. And they've never had an occurrence. So obviously it's not haunted. Ha ha. So they go to bed and they're all snuggled in, and they're still kind of giggling, and story has it, because I wasn't there, but story has it that, I'll speed it up a little bit. They are not here for breakfast. Everybody comes here for breakfast. They love my food.
Right.
This young couple is always early for breakfast. They weren't in for breakfast. We checked. Their truck is gone. I'm a little concerned. I call their, I just call up to their room. I have Julie go up and check on them because we don't have phones in there. But anyway, she checks, comes back down, says they're not here. Okay, so that'll set the stage for you.
Right.
And the story, when I finally get a hold of my customer, is that they called, left a message, and said, Sharon, we're at home. Home happens to be Rochester. And we need you to call us right away. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Right.
Finally get a hold of her Monday, and when I talked to her on Monday, she is still shaking. The story she told me was that they had snuggled in, and all of a sudden, all of the lights turned on in the room. The room got very cold, and at the end of their bed is this apparition that totally starts from the bottom all the way up, tips his hat, puts his hat back on, disappears, the room gets warm, and the lights go out. They went home. It was pretty funny. I mean, it's funny now, and it was pretty funny then, but she was really scared, and so I had to do a lot of talking to get them back.
Sure. Well,
and
not only with her, but you had to talk with great-grandpa.
Well, yeah, because then I had to find out who it was, and I had to find out why it happened, and he was just very upset that they were making fun of me and where his daughter worked, or his granddaughter worked. So that's where that all came from.
So since you've had that conversation with him, he hasn't appeared to anybody that doesn't want to see him, right?
No, he behaves now.
Okay.
And he doesn't make icky, stinky thoughts, or smells, because he really thought that that's what I wanted when I said it was haunted.
Oh.
Because he's never done that before, is what he told me.
He was new to the whole ghost thing.
He's new to the whole ghost thing.
Okay.
And so that was fun. The latest event that we had, when you were talking about the kitty.
Right.
I had a student at one of my classes who was very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, nothing's going to happen. This is just silly. And so we were meeting angels and guides, and I sent everybody out to do their own thing, and then they all came back. Well, everybody's telling me about all the things that they've done, and this girl tells me, the only thing that happened to me was I went upstairs and I pet your cat. And I'm like, okay, was it Tennessee, which is the black and white one, or was it Sadie, the calico? No, it's that other one. I'm like, what other one? So she described the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some guests or students in the class who have been guests here and who know me. And all of us kind of looked at her and said, oh, well, that cat died in 1998. And she's like, oh, no, that cat was alive. I pet it. I know what that cat looks like. So I went on my webpage and I pulled a picture and I said, is that the cat? And she was like, that's the cat. I said, that cat died in 98.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it was great.
I think it's funny how the two skeptics, like myself being there, the only thing I made a connection with was a dead cat, and so did that skeptic. It's it's kind of a, maybe it's because that's a little bit easier for me, and especially in the situation I was, to deal with a ghost than having, you know, great-grandpa Raul show up at the end of my bed and tip his head.
Well, they're not as frightening.
Because, you know what, like your ghost, I would have wet the inside of the bed, too.
Yeah,
so.
Probably.
Now, so you've got all these spirits in there. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if you want to give away what some of them do at the house, aside from great-grandpa here, because I don't know if that taints when other people come there, then they already kind of come in with expectations. Is that what you find?
I leave a lot of information out.
Okay.
I mean, we're in, like, ghostly encounters. Francis Carmine has written about us. Mm-hmm. We're in A Ghost in My Suitcase. William Mitchell Whittington has us in there. And there's information, but I don't like to give out too much because then I'm not really sure if you've experienced what you've experienced.
Right, or you're just replaying what you...
Or you're just, you know, telling me what I already know.
Now, let me ask you this. When we were there, I did know that there were a couple people that seemed prone to, I don't know, what's the right term here to be politically correct?
Wanting it to happen?
Well, yeah, but prone to, you know, kind of exaggeration. They would go real elaborate on a spirit that they were seeing there, and that you had no clue who that person was or what they were doing.
That happens.
Is that, do you think they're cluing in on one that you're just not familiar with, or they just want to see it so bad that they're allowing their minds to create this?
You know, I think sometimes people just want to see it so bad.
Okay.
That they really do, they think they saw it.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell them they didn't, but until I have some corroborating information that says that's there, I'm not going to just take it and run with it.
Sure.
And I wouldn't expect anybody else to hear either.
Okay.
I mean, so if I've got guests who come in and I'm telling them, well, this is happening, if they're not experiencing that, they've got to know for themselves that it's really true.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I don't like, that's why I don't like to tell too much information.
Sure. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This evening, our guest is Sharon Gammel. She is the psychic medium owner of Thayer's Historic Bed and Breakfast in Annandale, Minnesota. You can check out her website for more information on how you can stay at this beautiful bed and breakfast here in Minnesota and actually take advantage of some of the ghost hunting tours and see for yourself the amazing things that happen by going to thayers.net. That's thayers.net. We'll be back with more with Sharon right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pipp at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resort are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at rockyshoresresort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of the ghost hunters, to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
If you want to listen... on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our friends over at Lionsgate Film, has given us some free passes for this Wednesday, April 26th, here in Minnesota, if you're interested in attending the sneak preview of their new movie, Hard Candy, which is an amazing, creepy, suspenseful thriller. And especially, it kind of, it's in the news all the time right now about all these sexual predators on places like MySpace and online. This is kind of a twist on an old tale. If you'd like to see this movie, you'd like to go for free and take a guest with you, you can give our girl, Robin, the phone girl, a call here at 612-375-1400. Again, that's 612-375-1400. We've got about 10 passes for you and a guest to go check out this movie on Wednesday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lagoon Theater in Minneapolis. Now we're going to go back to our guest, Sharon Gammel, who is the owner of Thayer's Historic Bed and Breakfast, which you can look at thayers.net. That's thayers.net. Sharon is a psychic, a medium, and she owns a beautiful haunted bed and breakfast. You can come stay there, actually take ghost hunting courses, get a chance to get some of the best food I think I've eaten since I've been in Minnesota for the last 20 years. So it's a beautiful place to go to. Now, you also offer readings and guidance for people that come stay at your hotel. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or your bed and breakfast, technically. Oh. Would you be willing to do me a little favor here? My co-host, Tim, is kind of the biggest skeptic that I know with this paranormal stuff, and he just has a hard time getting into it. He wants to believe too. He wants to kind of see it and believe it. I was wondering if you could tell him, I don't know, anything about guides or angels or spirits that might be around him. He's open to it. We've already had the conversation before the show.
Guides and angels.
Oh, whatever you feel comfortable talking to him about, if there's something about him you can see. Go ahead and say hi, Tim. Tim, this is Sharon.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm okay. So what is it that you really want to talk to me about?
What is it that I really want to talk to you about?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
During the break, Dave and I were saying, I said, you know, Dave, you know what you should ask her? You should ask her about the most important part of Thayer's, and that's breakfast.
You're right, it is.
See?
You're right, it is.
And that, believe it or not, that I'm quite the a pig. So I figured I'd ask you about breakfast and what you serve there for breakfast.
Okay.
She doesn't need to use her psychic abilities for that. Well, could you tell us, what do you, I don't know if you can kind of clue in over the phone about people as well. Is that something you can do, or do you need to do more face-to-face?
No, I can do readings over the phone, but I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that's
so
fine.
You threw me a curve.
No, that's okay.
But it isn't that it can't be done.
Sure.
And so what I need Tim to do, we can talk. He needs to write down a question for me.
Okay.
Okay. Just write down a question for me. I don't care what it is. And that'll give me something to kind of gear on.
Okay.
So you ask me some questions while he's doing that, and then we'll get back to him.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Now, going forward with this, now you offer ghost hunting courses. What all can people expect during the ghost hunting courses that they can come take at your bed and breakfast, and how often do you offer those?
It's usually offered once or twice a month, and I call it Ghost Hunting 101 because it really is the basics. And what I'll do is I'll ask everybody who's attending the class to write down for me why they're there and what they'd like to accomplish while they're there.
Okay.
And then that's what we do.
All right.
So it's not like a set agenda. And yet there are certain things that we do. One is I'll have everybody go through all the rooms in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have everybody write down what they get. Then I will go through the building with you. And then we also take a trip out to one of the local cemeteries. Sometimes we'll go to two. And we'll take photographs, and we take photographs in the building. We, you know, if somebody wants to bring in recording equipment, we do that. And we've gotten some really interesting information.
Have you gotten EVPs, the electronic voice phenomena, by doing
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Pretty clear, or is it the...
Pretty clear.
Okay. All right, great. And how about with the photographs? Why?
Photographs are great.
Oh, do you get a lot of those? Have you ever gotten a full apparition on photograph at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've got... There's and I don't take them. My guests take them.
Okay.
There's one picture. I don't know if you saw it when you were here or not, but there's one picture where some guests were taking a picture of Sadie, my kitty,
right.
who had really gotten attached to them, and she was playing. And they thought, oh, isn't that a cute picture of Sadie? So they took this picture, and then they sent it back to me. And they said, all the pictures before this are fine. All the pictures after this are fine. This one you have to have, because we found out who Sadie was playing with. And there's actually four different spirits in that picture that she was playing with.
Wow. Do you have that up on your website by any chance?
I don't have it on the website yet because my scanner screwed up.
Okay.
But I've got it here.
All right, so people can see it.
You can come and look at it.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have to scan that thing for you.
We've got
to get
awesome.
It on. Yeah. Do you have other pictures of ghost pictures on the site at all?
We have a few, yeah.
Okay.
And those are pictures that guests have sent us. So.
Now, we've gotten a lot of, people are always wanting some ideas on ghost hunting. What are some good tips that you could maybe give to us about people that are interested in starting to ghost hunt? What do you think you need to be open for, or what do you think you need to do or supply?
I think what you need to do is be respectful.
Okay.
And I think that people forget that part. When you're going out looking for people to meet, you don't walk into a place and go, hi, I'm here, I'm important.
Right.
You've really got to say, I'm interested in getting to know you. I'm interested in what you've got to tell me. And I think too often when people go ghost hunting, they tend to forget that it has to be a respectful thing, just like it does when you meet somebody. You gotta get to know them and you gotta work with it. So.
What are your thoughts about like all these TV shows where they're challenging the spirits to, if you're really there, show me yourself. Don't be such a coward. I mean,
one of these days they're going to get kicked on their butt.
Okay.
And they'll deserve every bit of it.
I know Brian from the TV show Ghost Hunters was on a while ago, and he had told me a story about the fact that he was really taunting a spirit and then ended up getting just cracked across the face, I believe it was.
Well...
Was that Brian that told us that story, Tim?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Yeah, so I always wondered why people challenge the spirits. I guess you get frustrated. You want immediate results on it, so.
Well, they got it.
Right? So it's better to be respectful.
Hello?
Do you find that, have you had people come in and challenge the spirits that live in your home?
Not in my house.
Okay, so they don't say, come on, show yourselves. We demanded nothing, well, at least not to your knowledge.
Well, they
right?
have to go through me first.
Okay.
And cool. I would not recommend it.
Okay. But you found that being respectful and just asking for their appearance or their
assistance or
right.
their letting you know that they're there. There's more ways to know that they're there besides seeing them. You can feel them. You can sense them. You can smell them. You can taste it sometimes. When you walk into a room and it smells like gardenias, and I don't use air freshener, hello.
Yep.
Wouldn't that tell you something? And if it's your grandma that you usually smelled that with, it's not one of my ghosts, not that I own them, but it's not mine, it's yours.
A lot of spirits come with the people?
Certainly. Certainly. We're always connected with people that we care about, people sometimes that we don't care about, but we have a connection with energy, and that connection doesn't get broken.
I'm sorry, Tim's got me laughing here because you're talking about smells. He keeps pointing at me and shaking his fist because he's afraid I'm going to be gassing him out as a spirit someday.
Yeah.
So, and I'm trying not to laugh. I'm not laughing at you. It's just the whole idea.
I think it's funny.
All of a sudden, you get that smell in the room, and he just looked at me and pointed because I've been known to ruin a room once or twice in my life.
And I'm
once
certain he hasn't, right?
No. Like flowers and gardenias. That's why we were laughing. Tim's like a flower pot.
Like
he
a
is.
Fresh spring day.
Oh,
yes.
Of course. Absolutely. Did you get that question out for me?
Actually, I did. I got a few of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I supposed to read them to you, or are you going to guess them for me?
Am I good at guessing?
I don't know. Yes, she's like Karnak.
Yeah.
The answer three.
And the answer number three is you're going to what?
You can't do that with caramel and
hole
in the wall.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Sure, I can go ahead and ask him when you're ready.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, our first big one. Or my first big question is...
And Norm, you need to know something. Normally, I wouldn't ask you to tell me about it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so you know that.
Is John Lundell here, and is he watching over us, and how often is he watching over us?
I think that you personally have sensed that he's been there periodically, but I don't know that he watches over you.
Okay. That's fair
and
enough.
And you have had a personal experience, but you're not okaying that yet.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Something that in the same vein that has interested me since this happened a couple weeks ago. What was going on the night Jason and Grant were on the show? We had lights flickering in different studios. At one point, a couple people in the room thought they saw something.
Yeah. What was happening?
Yeah.
When you get a number of people who all of your energy is keyed up, you know, it's like on a higher pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually trigger that sort of thing to happen. I've been known to blow up computers. So it's not necessarily, woo, we had a whole lot of spirits here, but I think you did that night. But you can also bring up your energy to the point where you can get that sort of thing going on.
Okay.
I think you had a little bit of both.
And related question there, too. It seems like every time we have somebody from the Ghost Hunters TV show on, something happens with the show that is unusual. Is there something to that?
Oh, yeah. Any time that a person is connected in spirit, okay, and these guys have to be because they're working with it. So your energy just automatically kicks up a notch. So, and they bring things with them, just like I said, you know, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to be talking about ghost hunting and you're going to be talking about how things happen and where things go and why things happen, you're going to have assistance.
Okay.
And that's where that'll be coming from.
Okay.
They're not going turning on your lights off. You know, they're not doing it.
Okay.
So you think it was just our energy level because of the guests and all the stuff that was going on?
Well, sure.
Was causing the lights up?
Yeah, and then you've got, you know, you're in a building that's busy. So you've got stuff that goes on there naturally, and then you got these guys who are all working with it anyway, so they've got their energy keyed to connect with that sort of thing, and you'll find that it happens more.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have a follow-up for
him? Oh, I've got a couple of them here.
Okay.
She said the questions I really wanted to ask, and I'm guessing this is about myself.
Mm-hmm.
From time to time, I feel a heavy sensation, kind of deep, deep inside.
I could be a real smart ass right now, but I won't.
Hey, bring it on, Sharon. I got a good sense of humor.
It's what you ate.
Oh, well, there you go. And sometimes it's very odd.
Yes.
At times, I feel this, like, overwhelming grumpiness, kind of a guarded feeling, like, all the walls have come up for one point or another.
Okay.
Is there something I'm being overly sensitive to or being sensitive to that makes me do this? Because it happens at the oddest times.
Tim, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
Yes, I do, Dave.
And maybe you're PMSing.
I've got...
Let me recommend Midol.
I've got Windex in my office that takes care of that.
Have you noticed, is it at the pit of your stomach?
No, it feels more like it's on my chest and my back.
Your chest and your back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it that you've got something that's reminding you of something else? I mean, I'm not a psychologist, and I'm certainly not a psychiatrist, but it seems to me that you've got triggers here that you're working with.
So you're thinking more of stressors?
Yeah, so it would be like something's reminding you of something else, and you're really responding to the other thing, not what's actually going on.
Okay. Another question that's kind of related to that, will my health be in serious jeopardy sooner in the near future?
If you don't pay attention, and I know I was joking about what you eat,
mm-hmm.
If you don't pay more attention to what you're ingesting, I'm thinking you could really create a mess for yourself.
Okay.
So you need to be, you know, and it's pretty standard, but you personally, Tim, need to be drinking more water.
Okay.
And you got to be eating less fat.
Okay.
And stop buying shrimp out of the back of men's cars.
Sorry,
even though the sign says fresh Gulf shrimp, it's
they're
not.
Yeah, they're really good when they're melting.
Have you had a checkup recently?
Yeah, but I almost felt like I got a false result from it because of one test.
Can you go back to your doc and have that retaken?
Sure.
Okay, do that.
Yep. And then let me go quickly here because of time constraints. We have about...
And with that in mind, remember, ladies and gentlemen, I might need a new producer soon, so please send in your application.
No. He just needs to take better care of himself.
Okay.
And along that line, before I kick this mortal veil, are Dave and I really going to get rich doing this radio thing?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be fun?
It's over, Dave. We're folding this thing up and going home.
Well, at least we've got plenty of experience on microphones, so people will recognize us when they hear, "Would you like fries with that, sir?"
Da-da-da.
Yes.
And the last question.
I think you're going to make more money than you think you do.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
We'll accept that.
And the last one, it's my little selfish question. How much is my grandfather around, and does he really see what's going on with the rest of my family? And what does he think?
You know what I'd like you to do?
What's that?
I want you to make an appointment with me. I will do it for you. And I want to do a reading for you.
Okay.
It'll be my treat.
Okay.
But I want to do it when it's not on, and then you can talk about as much of it as you want to.
Okay. We'll do.
Because you're moving into some really personal stuff here.
My life's an open book as far as I'm concerned, but I know I realize.
Tim, I've come across the porn on your computer. Your life shouldn't be an open book.
That's open something else. But
no, Tim, really, give me a call. I'll do a reading for you, and then you can be as skeptical as you want, and I'll tape it for you, so you will have a record of what we've talked about.
You know, would you be open to this, Sharon? If you guys do it, he could record it here at the studio, and then maybe we could edit out some of the you know. Kind of just banter between the two of you, but
sure.
Put in some of the questions that he'd feel comfortable sharing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then I want him to write down the questions, and I'm not going to ask you what they are.
Okay. And Dave, I wanted breakfast, too. You can just ruin that for me.
Well, come up and stay.
We're working on that. We're going to actually come up there, because I would like to come on up and check out the bed and breakfast again, give Tim a chance to see it and see for himself what's there. But then we'd like to arrange a time, perhaps in September, where we can come up with a number of listeners to have a nice weekend and spend some time out there with you and learn a little bit about ghost hunting, learn a little bit about the history of Thayer's, and get a chance to see this beautiful place and the remarkable food you cook there.
We will put that together for you.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, again, if you have an interest in finding out more about Thayer's or about Sharon, you can give her a look up on the internet by going to www.thayers.net. That's Thayers.net. Click on that. It'll take you in there and give you all the information you need to know, how to book reservations, who you can talk to, what the foods are. You even show a menu, don't you, as well?
We've got some practice menus, I guess.
Okay.
You know, example menus.
Sure. And I can't stress enough, the food is fantastic.
Thank you.
The place is beautiful. And Sharon is such a beautiful soul. She's such a nice lady. She just warms the room every time she walked in. She had the biggest smile. Everybody was happy to see her. She makes your stay there so nice and comfortable. I would definitely recommend going up there and checking it out. Don't wait for us to do the show up there live. Just make sure that you get a chance to get out there and experience it for yourself. And it's okay if you live in other states. I know a lot of our listeners are from all over the United States here, even from foreign countries. If you have an interest in checking it out, Sharon will be the ultimate hostess for you and give you a chance to see it. We can't thank you enough for your time with us, Sharon, tonight. We'd like to have you back on here in the future. We'll review the reading that you do with Tim.
My pleasure.
And we'll talk more about Thayer's and some of the new cool stories that go on. And please keep us in mind. If anything new happens, any good stories, feel free to email us and let us know about them, okay?
Delightful.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
Thanks,
you have a great
Tim.
Night.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep. Thank you, Sharon.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. You're listening to us live in Minnesota on AM 1470 KLBB, Brooklyn Park.
You still got like 10 seconds.
yes, I'm, yeah.
Yeah. How about we just we'll play the theme and we'll go out? Is that good?
Okay. Well, we could do that. Otherwise,
did I throw you off, buddy?
For those of you, when you gave me the 30-second signal, I thought we were out. For everybody else too, if you have an interest in finding out more information about the Ghost Hunters trip that we have coming up in June with Steve and Paula from the TV show Ghost Hunters. Also, Keith and Carl, the demonologists from Ghost Hunters, we're going to be able to go out with them live in the first weekend of June. We'll cover that again right after the top of the hour for people that are checking us out on the web at www.darknessradio.com. Just look on the homepage and you'll see a link there. You can go in and read all about it. We look forward to speaking with you.
You got it there, pal.
Whee!
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.